Okay, Rabotai, just one halakha in the laws of tefillah in the mikveh. Of course, a lady that goes to the mikveh must be careful that she has no hatzitzot, including in what's called bet hasterim, in the inner parts, specifically, for example, her mouth. And therefore, the minhag is that a lady, before she goes to the mikveh, of course, would have to make sure that she has nothing caught or stuck between her teeth, being that that could be a chatzitza. There's a ma'aseh with the shifcha of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that went to the mikveh and she came out and she found a piece of meat or a bone that was caught between her teeth, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh made her go back and dip again. So therefore, lahalacha nahagu benot Yisrael, that they do not eat meat on the day of the tevilah. When we say meat, it means regular red meat, or even chicken on that day, even though that they're going to clean their teeth afterwards, just in case, because those type of things usually get stuck. A piece of meat gets stuck in the teeth, and therefore, that is a proper practice. It should be noted that only by basar itself do we have this chumrah. However, for example, let's say chopped meat as well, the lady should be makpid not to eat, even though it's ground. However, soup that has in it some, meat, or let's say fat, would say, of the meat that's already dissolved, that would be permissible, because since it's soft, it doesn't get stuck between the teeth. For that matter, fish is permissible as well. Hacham HaVadiyah deals with an interesting question in Tarat HaBayit, Chelek Gimal, on Daf Kuf Chaf Het. We know that a lady is supposed to try to keep her tevilah as modest as possible. So he says, let's say a lady's going to a certain place, and it's the day of the tevilah, the night of the tevilah, and her refraining from eating meat will raise awareness that why is she not eating meat? It could be that tonight's the mikveh. Therefore, it's going to maybe make it known. So is she allowed to eat the meat in order to keep her tevilah hidden? So of course the Hakam says if she can give an excuse and if she's able to get around it, of course better she doesn't eat the meat. However, if let's say it's going to be obvious that she's not eating the meat, then the Halakha says that she can be lenient in that case to eat the meat in order to keep her mikveh quiet, so long as she's very careful to brush her teeth afterwards. The next question the Hakam asks in the Halakha is regarding a lady that wears braces, for example. Whether the braces are for medical reasons in order to keep our teeth from falling out, or if it's in order to straighten the teeth, the Hakam gives different reasons to be mekel, specifically because it's in the inside of the mouth, it's on the minority of the mouth, and the lady is not considering these things to be a hatzitza. On the contrary, she wants them there, and they're very difficult to take off, which means they don't just come off, you know, easily. Need a doctor to take them off. So therefore, with those heterim, the Hakam is lenient for a lady that does have braces. She does not have to remove them. Of course, a retainer or things like that, that can be removed easily. Certainly, they must be removed before the immersion. It should be noted as well that one has to be very careful in this case of the braces to make sure that they're cleaned very well, in order that there's no food stuck in between. And that is the halakha that Hakam HaVadiyah also writes in the same Sefer Tarat HaBayit Chelek Gimel Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Last but not least, a crown. That sometimes the people have a gold crown on a tooth or a silver crown, even though it is temporary. I mean, the doctor's planning on changing it, but as it is now, it's set in place, and obviously it's not easy to remove. Hakam says also it is permissible to immerse in the mikveh and is not considered a hatzitza.